After 4 days of fighting, as rebels from the National Congress for People's Defense advanced to the edge of Goma, the capital of North Kivu province in eastern Democratic Republic of Congo, the group's leader Laurent Nkunda declared a unilateral ceasefire late Wednesday. The advance of the rebels had caused panic in Goma as government soldiers and civilians fled the city. The UN Radio Okapi reported widespread looting late Wednesday and that 9 people had been killed and 3 raped. Nkunda told the France 24 television network that he wanted to avoid instability in Goma.
We ceased the fire and we are back to around 12 kilometers from Goma. We did it because the town was destabilized in the evening by SRDC government forces, looting, raping and robbing people in Goma.
Banoje Munubai, spokesman for the UN peacekeeping force, known by the French acronym MONUC, said the mission is working to restore security in the city.
The town appears to be calm, quiet, even though you can feel some tension. There was some firing around the town till about 1 a.m. this morning, but after that, everything is quiet, and MONUC is patrolling the street. We have no shooting, we have no firing, and the troops are not advancing, so we think the ceasefire is holding.
Munubai said many of the government soldiers had left Goma, but some remained. MONUC has about 800 troops in Goma. Previous ceasefire agreements in the region have quickly broken down, and Nkunda has declared his intention to take control of Goma. Officials with the UN peacekeeping mission have said its troops will defend Goma. MONUC has about 6,000 of its 17,000 peacekeepers deployed in North Kivu province. It has moved to redeploy some of its troops from other parts of the country and has asked additional troops to be sent to the country. French Foreign Minister Bernard Kouchner, whose country holds the European Union presidency, has proposed sending a force of 1,500 European troops to the country. The EU deployed a similar peacekeeping force to Ituri province, to the north of Goma, in 2003. Rwanda's foreign minister traveled to Congo for talks on the conflict, as did U.S. Assistant Secretary of State Jendai Frazier. Speaking Wednesday in Nairobi, Frazier called for Nkunda's forces to halt the offensive. She also played down accusations by the Congolese government that Rwanda had been involved in the fighting, a charge Rwanda and Nkunda have denied.
We have no evidence that Rwanda is fighting directly in the conflict in eastern Congo. We do believe that Rwandan territory has been used to provide support to CNDP. It's a very, very tiny, easy border to cross, that supplies can go back and forth rather easily.
Nkunda, who says he is fighting to protect the region's ethnic Tutsi minority, has accused Congo's government of cooperating with the FDLR, a Rwandan Hutu militia, many of whose members participated in that country's 1994 genocide. Rwanda has echoed that accusation. The UN Refugee Agency says that about 45,000 civilians have fled toward Goma since the latest fighting began Sunday. UNICEF says it is now providing assistance to about 50,000 people in refugee camps outside Goma. Civilians have also been leaving Goma, with many Tutsis crossing into Rwanda. International staff from humanitarian organizations, including Oxfam and ActionAid, have withdrawn from Goma. Nkunda signed a peace agreement with the government in January, but fighting broke out again in August. More than 200,000 people have fled their homes, adding to a displaced population in the region that now numbers more than 1 million. Derek Kilner for VOA News in Nairobi.